Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Once again, I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. More than a year later, Puerto Rico farmers are continuing their recovery efforts from hurricanes Maria and Irma. Michael Clements has more.
Farmers in Puerto Rico are still working to recover from last summer's hurricanes that devastated agriculture in Puerto Rico. Jose Lopez, Puerto Rico Farm Bureau Program Development Director, says recovering from the massive hurricanes takes time.
This is a complicated and very timely process. When we analyze the recovery efforts, we could say that each specific sector inside of our agriculture is recovering as fast as each one of them can.
Lopez says the biggest challenge for farmers in Puerto Rico is promptness of disaster recovery payments from USDA agencies.
Farmers have already submitted the programs through the different USDA agencies. Some of the agencies have already paid the amount that farmers were entitled to after they were approved, but other agencies have not. And that's something that is causing a lot of trouble for farmers.
Despite all the challenges farmers have faced during the recovery, he says Puerto Rico agriculture is moving forward.
Farmers are resilient. No matter how tough the situation, farmers will still wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning and go to the farms and work, because there's no other way about it. That's how Puerto Rico farmers work, and we are definitely getting back on our feet.
Michael Clements, Washington.
President Donald Trump has formally launched trade talks now with the European Union, Britain, and Japan, following an agreement with Mexico and Canada. The talks with the EU started this summer, though the EU has maintained that it would not negotiate on agriculture. However, U.S. Chief Ag Negotiator Greg Dowd says the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer that he is eager to engage with the European Union, including agricultural issues.
Ambassador Lighthizer, if you don't know, was actually the staff director on the Senate Finance Committee for Chairman Bob Dole. You keep in mind, back in those days, that was when all the fuss with Europe began to begin with agriculture. He remembers those days. I think this is one of the reasons he took the job, is he is looking forward to that debate and discussion. And he has made it very, very clear that we are not going to have a conversation on trade with the Europeans that is not going to include agriculture. Agriculture absolutely will be a part of this discussion.
Dowd made the comments during an event in Kansas City, Missouri, last month. He says agriculture policies must be part of the discussion, noting the harsh regulatory environment for agriculture within the European Union. For example, Dowd points to the EU regulations regarding antibiotic use in animals.
If you are not absolutely petrified by what the European Union is considering with regard to antibiotics, you better pay attention really quick. I can't understand what their thinking is. Antibiotics are a critical component of making sure we have healthy animals, folks. This is not the 17th century. We have got to be able to use technology and animal husbandry and what we do in terms of medicine in a way that improves the quality of animals as well as humans.
EU trade officials say the talks between the EU and the U.S. are not an attempt to restart the Comprehensive Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, saying the two sides are aiming for a more limited agreement. A letter by the National Biodiesel Board asked the Environmental Protection Agency to fully account for small refinery exemptions in the annual renewable fuel standard rules. Specifically, the letter addresses EPA Acting Administrator Andrew Wheeler, asking him to end the demand destruction for biodiesel. The letter asks EPA to set RFS biomass-based diesel volumes for 2020 at 2.8 billion gallons, consistent with the industry's demonstrated ability to produce fuel. The National Biodiesel Board says that between the 2015 and 2017, the demand destruction for biomass-based diesel is more than 300 million gallons. The letter also thanked Acting Administrator Wheeler for increasing transparency around the agency's granting of small refinery exemptions. However, the agency's data dashboard now makes it easy to calculate the biodiesel demand lost to these exemptions, the letter points out. The Ag Central Radio Network invites you to join us inside agriculture on our 7-station network, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo, 98.3 in Carrington, Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, KKAA 1560 in Aberdeen, and 103.1 HD3 in Valley City. Make sure you stick around. There's much, much more straight ahead on Inside Agriculture. And Farm Director Shauna Olson.